Hour number three, raging right along right here on Fox Sports Knox. We listen to The Drive. I'm Chance Collins, subbing in for the injured, the fragile Russell Smith. Russell taking some time away from the program, recharge the batteries, get himself right to be 100% better for you all. This is for you. Interesting news coming from the Hill, or maybe not so interesting. Jarrett Garantano getting the start on Saturday. Oh, man, it's a long week. That's what happens when I do all this work. Jarrett Garantano getting the start against South Carolina. Butch Jones, still your coach. 11 days, still you guys are going strong. Prisoners of Butch. P.O.B.s. Prisoners of Butch. 11 days held captive. Not anything hearing from the Hill. This is just a wait-and-see thing right now. It's going to be a wait-and-see element for quite some time. That's what it's going to be. We all have to wait and see. We were waiting last night. We were late waiting last night. Waiting on the United States men's national team to once again qualify for the World Cup coming up in 2018. But they let us down. Men's national team let us down. Loses a tough one in Trinidad. Loses a tough one in Trinidad and Tobago. Tobago, double T, T squared, whatever you want to call that.
Tomato, tomato.
It's all the same thing. Let us down pretty much like this university has been letting us down so far. You can equate the decision to go ahead and start Garantano conspiracy theory as it might be. Same thing with the administration. What you waiting on? What were you waiting on, Butch? Mobile quarterbacks suited best for your offense, even if they struggle coming out the gate. You had a mobile quarterback at Central Michigan. You had a mobile quarterback in Munchie Legault at Cincinnati. And you had Josh Dobbs. When you haven't had the mobile quarterback, we've seen what happened. Seen Justin Worley. Nathan Peterman probably didn't get a fair show because his first start was at a hostile crowd in Gainesville, but he went on to do good things. But we've seen Quentin Dormady. So we've asked the question over at Fox Sports Knox on Twitter. How do you feel about Jarrett Garantano leading the offense on Saturday? Will they look better, look the same, or look worse? Big Papa Pump, Muschamp. Big Papa Muschamp comes rolling through. That's Butch Jones' Lex Luthor. That's his Night King, if you watch Game of Thrones. That's his Magneto, if you're an MCU fan. Can Butch vanquish the Raging Loon? What's he going to do? Kryptonite coming in hot Saturday. Will Muschamp, he's the bully. He owns Butch Jones. Will Muschamp in his spare time probably calls Butch Lyle. Let's just be honest. He probably calls him Lyle in his spare time. He's like the coach from The Waterboy who's very mean to The Waterboy. He's the same way with Butch Jones. He just has his number.
He just knows he owns him.
He owns him. He does. He definitely owns him. He's 4-0 against him. Butch does a great job, has done a great job so far. Besides last year losing off the bye week to South Carolina, 3-1 now. Can he go 4-1 on Saturday? Does it make a difference? Do you even care? Dealing with such a fragile fan base, a shattered fan base. We're starting to fight with each other. The players are fighting with each other. Media personalities are going at it. This is all a byproduct of when Tennessee football looks like a dumpster fire.
Dumpster fire.
Who's going to put the fire out? Who's going to do it? Is it going to be you, John Curry? Will it be you, Chancellor Davenport? Will it be the Haslams, the big boosters over there? Does Philip Fulmer have to get in and step in and shut this down? Or will it be Butch Jones? Will he silence the critics? Will he silence the haters? Will he survive for one more week? Will Butch Jones survive for one more season? If you're just tuning in, you're just getting off work, slight overcast out there. Glad you're tuned in with us. No Russell Smith, like I said. Russell's going to be out for, I guess, a couple more days. I'm not really sure. Hopefully he'll be back soon. But I got Rick Butler, the Drive's intern. He will greet you as you call in. He's running the board. We also have Nathan Odom in here. You've probably heard him on Overtime with Brandon Norick and crew, and also on the podcast that me and him do recapping college football over in your iTunes store. Sometimes on Tennessee Tailgate Game Day Preview with me. Nathan's got a lot to say. He's our lead editor, too, for our website. Got a lot of stories over there at sportsradioknoxville.com.
Got a lot of thoughts.
A lot of thoughts. Quickly, we'll reset. Keys to the game. What are you guys expecting from the defense? South Carolina was in a shootout with Arkansas. If Tennessee has to do the same thing, the offense is not going to be able to keep up.
No.
What's going to be key for the defense to stop Jake Bentley and crew on Saturday? No Deebo Samuel, so there is one playmaker that they will be without. But still, pretty talented crew. I've heard what Muschamp has said about his quarterback. He just gets it now. The quarterback obviously came in last year, 17 years old. Still, he was early enrollee. Should have been at his high school prom, but he was out there on the field whooping up on the Tennessee Vols. Very mature quarterback. Lots of praise for him out there. Jake Bentley. What does Tennessee and this defense have to do, Nathan, to be successful and for Butch Jones to survive the dumpster fire?
For me, they've got to get off the field, especially on third down. Getting off the field in a hurry and third down defense has been a pain in the butt for Tennessee the past 2 weeks. So for me, you know, you've got to keep giving your offense a chance. Garantano and the offense, they're not going to come out and put touchdowns on the board drive after drive after drive. Tennessee's not going to hang 40 in the first half on South Carolina. So the defense has to be able to bow up, stop the run, keep Bentley in the pocket, contain him. DB's got to stay with guys. Just basically play everything in front of you. Keep everything in front of you. Bow up on third downs. Bow up on first down runs.
Keep
South Carolina behind the sticks. Bow up. Be physical. If Tennessee's offense isn't moving the ball down the field very well, the defense has got to come out, put some fire in it. Light a spark in the team, you know. Have some big hits. Be physical. Plug defensive holes and stop South Carolina from moving the ball down the field. For me, just getting off the field will keep the defense healthy late. It's been a while since Tennessee has played a competitive game in the fourth quarter in which the defense has been healthy and not tired. And the offense hasn't had to outscore teams. It hasn't had to keep up with Florida gashing them or UMass running down the field or Georgia being up 41 points. So, for me, Tennessee's got to get off the field early, let the offense keep getting chances, because the more chances Garantano has, the better chance he has to be successful. And for me, if the defense is successful, Tennessee has a chance in this football game. South Carolina is not as good as a lot of people will sell them to be. Without Deebo Samuel, the offense has really struggled until last week. And I don't think Tennessee is a bad team. I think they're not playing well, but I think the defense has all the talent in the world to stop South Carolina. They just got to get off the field.
So here's some stats. I'll kick your way.
Oh, stats guy.
South Carolina's rushing attack is 12th in the SEC. You know, they only got two teams before them or below them. So I think that Tennessee, if we make a conservative effort to stop the run game, we can do that. You know, they're posting 3 1/3 yards per rush. But when it comes to it's not great, right? But when it comes to passing, is I think where it's going to be our make or break. Right now, they're third in the SEC in passing, 60% completion, 242 yards a game. Like, it's going to be tough for Tennessee's defense. So I think it's gonna really have to step up in the secondary. Linebackers are going to have to be able to cover, tight ends, running backs, wide receivers, whoever goes out. And then the DBs. The DBs are going to have to make plays. Justin Martin's going to have to make better plays than he has been doing all year, or else I think that Bentley is just going to sit back there. He's just going to toast us. So I think for us, a huge concern has got to be in the secondary, because their running game just doesn't scare me that much. Obviously, we got to you know, make sure we're keeping up with it, but they got a really good passing attack.
Running game, yeah, it's been slightly diminished with Deebo Samuel. The big injury that, you know, he had, and now he's not with the team. He's going to be out for, I guess, I'm pretty sure, for the rest of the season. But they still got Tyson Williams back there. Here's a guy averaging 5.7 a carry. And we'll talk more of David Conjure tomorrow about, you know, some of these guys. 5.7 a carry. He's got a touchdown a year. They still got Rico Dowdell.
Rico.
Yeah, he's a home run hitter. I think the biggest things you guys, yeah, you're right. Secondary, you got to have aggressive play from your DBs. I need to see the linebackers out in space and doing their job because I'm with Rick. I don't think that they beat you on the ground. They're going to beat you with their quarterback play, and they're going to beat you with the balance that they'll use. It's not going to be heavy pass. It's going to be a little bit of everything, a little 50-50. Tennessee's got to win some of those 50-50 balls that are thrown up their way. Defensive backs got to be aggressive. I'm talking to Emmanuel Mosley, Shaq Wiggins. Like to see one of those guys get an interception. I want to see a pick six. I mean, maybe somebody will do something on the defensive side of the ball to provide a spark for the offense. Sometimes that's what you need. You need your defensive guys to go out there and ball out, use their athleticism, and do something special. It's going to be about stopping those big home run plays. When I look across the board at South Carolina, and this is you can tell this from the shootout games that they're in, a lot of high-scoring games they've been in this season, but not a lot of time of possession that they've had throughout those games. They get really big. They hit those home run balls. I'm looking at, you know, Deebo Samuel's obviously out, but Tyson Williams, he's got his longest touchdown of the year is 35 yards. Looking at the receiving game, this is where the secondary linebackers, DB, is going to come into play. Throughout, as far as the receiving corps go, they got 12 touchdowns on the year, and they have some big ones. Hayden Hurst, his longest touchdown of the year receiving, 62 yards. Deebo Samuel, 68 yards. He's not going to be playing, though. Shy Smith, 45-yard banger to the house. Or Trey Smith, another 28-yard banger to the house. Enrico Dowdell, 34-yard banger to the house through the air, and he also has a big one on the ground as well. So it's going to have a lot to do with stopping those home run hits, those home run hitters. You got to stop the big play. I think that's common sense football, but especially with South Carolina because they can't really – try to beat you by slowing down the game and outrunning you, as Rick said. They're going to have to take those shots downfield with their quarterback. And he's a very skilled quarterback in his second year. True sophomore. He's very good. He's a young kid, but he's learned this game very fast. He's matured so quickly in the SEC, and he's grown up really fast. He's got a good arm. He is a smart quarterback, very cerebral. So, yes, got to stop the home run plays, Butch. Got to stop those big plays, and you probably can be successful on Saturday. I heard Nate talking about it this morning on 3 and Out, Nate Hodges, the godfather. And he's a little impartial, and it's slightly because he's biased against South Carolina. He grew up in the area. He does not like the Gamecocks. But at the same time, he feels that Tennessee might just do enough to win this game on Saturday. And furthermore, you will be trapped going on 14 days by the Butch Jones administration. Quick timeout, 865-546-8200 if you want to weigh in on any of these topics with us. 865-546-8200. Take your shot. Let's get some phone calls going. Take your shot. You listen to The Drive right here on Fox Sports Knoxville, AM 1340, FM 101.5. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Drive continues right here on Fox Sports Knoxville, AM 1340, FM 101.5, and as always, your live stream and WKGN app powered by Hobson Hollers. Interesting topics in the sports world. John Farrell, he's out. Boston Red Sox manager fired after the loss yesterday. They got to get somebody new. Jerry Garantano, he's starting. He'll be your starter on Saturday for the Vols against South Carolina Gamecocks. Coaching search continues. Continue talking about coaches that possibly might be on the hill next year if Butch Jones does get fired. Interesting story. This is not in the sports world. But did you guys know that in Switzerland, in the Swiss wastewater, poo is gold. Literally.
What?
Switzerland's what? Gold refineries may want to start a new recycling program, according to Bloomberg.com. Scientists at the Swiss Federal Institute of Aquatic Science and Technology estimate that about 43 kilograms of gold, worth about $1.8 million, passes through the country's wastewater every year. This is
true.
Wow.
That's a crappy thing to happen.
Wow.
That's a crappy thing to happen. In some states in the southern Ticino region, concentrations of gold and sewage sludge are sufficiently high for recovery to be potential.
Let's go sewer diving.
Yeah, who would have thought?
Wait, just to get this right,
Rick's
you're
mind
saying
is
that
blown.
It kind of is. It's a weird story. So there's all this gold in Switzerland.
Nope.
And what, like 40-something% of it is contaminated with feces water.
Contaminated, contaminated. I think it's still worth a lot of money. This can be attributed to the presence of several gold refineries
oh
in the
my
region.
Gosh, that is
the
incredible.
Study, which involved 64 water treatment plants, also found about 3,000 kilograms of silver, equivalent to about 1.7 million, going to waste every single year. Much of it is residue from the chemical and medical industries. Switzerland, major gold refining hub, about 70% of the world's gold passes through the country's refineries on average every year. 70% of the gold passing through there. And then another 1.7 million in silver and 1.8 million in gold in the sewage.
The Swiss have got to get their crap figured out.
Or maybe they don't. Like,
wow.
Like, if you work for the waste department, like, can you just steal the gold?
You just stick your hand in and become a millionaire.
Is this like liquid gold? Is it gold coins? Gold bars?
I'm sure it's like gold dust.
Yes, exactly. It's coming from the refinery. It's the byproduct of the gold.
Gold dust.
Yeah, it's...
It's a quality wrestler.
I imagine it would be quite a hassle to sift through and somehow materialize enough gold to be worth something while also having it clean.
Yeah, every year gold and silver worth about $3.6 million is lost via effluents and sludge from wastewater treatment plants in Switzerland. Yeah, man.
You guys think the United States of America gold is contaminated with poop?
It went on. No, I wish it was, though, right?
what?
Goes on to say the concentrations measured do not pose risk to the environment, and recycling would not be economically worthwhile.
What do you mean you wish it was? That
I think
that
he means he wishes
sense.
There was just gold flowing in the poop water so that
yeah.
he could go
thank you.
Salvage some.
I'd go.
Would you?
Yeah, I'd quit this job tomorrow.
If it was that easy?
Sorry, Nate.
Sewage water?
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, it's like if this is going to be passing through.
It's going to be there, yeah.
And I'm a treatment, you know, a water treatment plant worker, and there's just this abundance of gold and silver in the feces. Yeah, I'm diving, sifting through
I would put a strainer from the kitchen just in my toilet and just keep flushing. Maybe something turn up.
I don't know if it's going to work like that, but yeah,
it might.
I feel
it
like you got to be on the ground floor.
I
you
was
gotta,
say, Rick, you might need a little research into sewage there.
Yeah, Dave says sewer gold rush. Also, Amy on Twitter said Switzerland so money people just bleeping gold now, and you know what? And you know what she meant when she said the bleeping gold, something we cannot say due to FCC guidelines. But yeah, wow, we're over here. We're struggling with the Butch Jones debacle, our first world problems here.
That's inexcusable.
In East Tennessee, we're struggling with United States men's national team not going to make the World Cup for the first time since 1986.
Yeah.
And over in Switzerland, hey, they're just bleeping gold. They're just bleeping gold and silver.
That's what I hope Tennessee's next coach does.
We sure hope so. Nate, real quick, I think we've discussed it briefly, but who are your coaching options? Everybody's heard who I want, heard who I've talked about. Probably getting tired of me, but who's some candidates that you're looking at?
I, like everyone else, have Chip Kelly up top. I think he's a proven winner, a guy that runs an exciting offense. It translates to where football is going. Recruits love it. It's the best option to beat a guy like Nick Saban, as well as make Tennessee as successful as possible. So he's my number one proven winner, a guy that draws just about everything you want to the school. My second option, the more I look at Jeff Brohm, the more I love Jeff Brohm. What he's done at Western Kentucky and what he's doing this year at Purdue, the guy's offense lights up the scoreboard. He's a quarterback by trade. The guy knows football. And I think in a way he is a younger version of a guy like Nick Saban or Chip Kelly in that he is figuring out the game of football and finding success wherever he goes. Now, he's more of a chance hire, a guy that you don't know can win at the elite level where you're hiring to. So that's why he's my number two. But he won a ton at Western Kentucky, back-to-back Conference USA championships there, winning at Purdue now, just beat P.J. Fleck last week by 2 touchdowns, had a lead on Michigan in the Big House. Not in the Big House. They were Michigan traveled to Purdue, but had a 10-0 lead on Michigan. Obviously, Purdue not as talented as Michigan, couldn't hang on to that lead. But I think he's got a bright future. For me, he's up there. I think you've got to give Bob Stoops a call. I don't think it's a realistic guy as far as coming out of retirement to coach. I think you've got to give him a call. After that, I like Gary Patterson a lot. Gary Patterson and Dan Mullen both. I think Dan Mullen, obviously, SEC ties, coaching in Starkville. I mean, what the crap is in Starkville? Nothing.
And I don't know. He's coaching
teams to win down there. Quarterback guy. That's what Tennessee needs, an elite quarterback. And Gary Patterson, I mean, the number six team in the country right now, TCU, picked in the middle of the pack for the Big 12 preseason poll by the media this season. Always seems to find success there. Nobody shows up to his games. They were hosting a top 25 team in West Virginia, number six team in the country, TCU, and there was nobody at the game. I think he would appreciate the love that he would get from Tennessee fans, and he would have a lot of success, in my opinion.
Yeah, Gary Patterson, a big-name defensive guy out there. I think it's going to be tough to try to get him. He does have that statue. He's got that statue in Fort Worth, so they really like the job that he's done. It's hard to pull a guy who already has a statue of him already up and in place. I like Brent Venables still.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Yeah, he's a defensive guy. Nobody talks about taking the defensive guy because you obviously depend so much and think about scoring points on the offensive side of the ball. And at Tennessee, we'd like to see a little bit more change on the offensive side and just somebody who come in and just dominate teams, especially the cupcake teams they should have no trouble with. So Brent Venables is an interesting name still. Cal Whittingham's out there for me. Bobby Petrino. Justin Fuente, I know Willie threw that out.
Get behind Petrino, man.
Willie was a little sauced up. Fuente ain't going anywhere. He's got something good going on there. John Gruden, Chip Kelly. I think they're 1A and 1B for me right now. I'd be happy with either. I'd rather have Chip Kelly first because he's coached more recently and he understands the college game and what it's going to take to recruit than, per se, John Gruden, who's been out of the game for almost approaching 9 years and at the same time has never had to recruit at a high level in major collegiate athletics, especially college football and the SEC.
Chance, would you take him over Mike Leach? Because I know you're a big Mike Leach guy.
Would I take Gruden
over
Leach?
Dang it, I forgot about Mike Leach, too.
Yeah, I'd take Gruden over Leach.
Okay.
I would.
Really?
Interesting.
Over Leach?
Yeah, over Leach. Leach is like my third guy right now.
I would need to see who Gruden is going to bring with him.
I think Leach is probably in a better position to be a coach right now, but I think Gruden is probably a better coach than Mike Leach. I'll give him the slight nod on there. And we haven't seen him coach the college game, so that's just all – you know, speculation.
Yep.
There's not any factual evidence out there as far as pertaining to coaching college kids. But I'd give him the slight edge over Mike Leach for me right now. Going to take a quick timeout coming up. Play a little Check It or Wreck It. Brought to you by the law offices of Ogle, Elrod, and Burrill. You're listening to The Drive right here on Fox Sports Knoxville.
Check It or Wreck It. Brought to you by Ogle, Elrod, and Burrill. The official law offices of The Drive.
Time for a little Check It or Wreck It, brought to you by OEB. Is the United States men's national team soccer, is it dead?
I tell you what.
Is United States soccer dead?
I'm going to wreck it. I think there's some life left. Pulisic is the future for American soccer. Rick is laughing. I can't figure out why. But I think it's the future of American soccer. There's a lot of hope. Soccer is a growing sport in America. I think just as more youth get into it, as more exposure for the sport happens, I just think that's where it's going.
I have absolutely no idea. I have no idea if the soccer world is trending in the right direction.
Rick, you gotta fake it.
I'm gonna wreck it because I think that we should take our soccer players and we should all turn them all into football and basketball players and just beef up those leagues even more.
I'm going to check it. It's going to be really tough for them to come back from this. Soccer's already very tough to recruit here in the States. It's tough with the advantage that the Europeans have and most international players that play overseas, the advantage they have when it comes to the sport. So, yeah, this is going to hurt really bad, and I think this is going to set them back a lot. Is Mike Leach a realistic candidate for the Tennessee Vols?
I'm going to check this one. Mike Leach has Washington State playing like a college football playoff team right now. Upset USC a few weeks ago. Led Texas Tech to some of the best years in Red Raider history. He's a great coach. He should be close to the top of Tennessee's list.
I'm going to wreck it. I think if the boosters are going to throw that much money into this situation, I just don't think they're going to go with a guy like Leach.
I'm actually going to check. I think he's a good candidate. He's a little bit rough around the edges. He's a weird guy. But I think we need some breath of fresh air like that over there on the hill. And you say if they're going to throw that much money, that's the thing. Mike Leach, you don't have to break the bank to get him here. He's in Pullman. Hopefully he wants to get out there. It's really tough on him there to recruit there. You put him at a place like Tennessee, it recruits itself. He doesn't have to be the number one coach salary. But if you get John Gruden or Chip Kelly, you're going to have to break the bank. You won't have to break the bank with Leach. Probably get some of the same results. Yankees will handle the Indians in Cleveland to move on to the next round.
Reggae. I like Kluber to bounce back. Had a really, really rough game, too, if the Indians ended up winning. But I like Kluber in this matchup pitching for the Indians. I think he bounces back. The Indians get it done. I like the Indians for World Series revenge. Coming up.
What was the – who'd you say won?
You sound like better today. The Indians – the Yankees will handle the Indians.
No.
I'm
going to wreck it. I'm going to say Cleveland gets it done. I just think they're a little bit more postseason experienced right now. I think this is going to be a huge game tonight. And I don't think we can count out that they're playing at home in Believe Land.
Big game at home in Believe Land. Probably the best team in the majors this year. Great pitching staff. But I'm going to give it to the Yanks. I think that they should have already moved to the second round.
Yep.
Now, actually, they blew a game early on. This one shouldn't even had to been played. I think that the Yankees actually get back to being the Yankees. I think they might get to the World Series, so that's a big wreck for me. Cubs taking on the Nationals right now in the top of the fourth. Nationals up 1-0. Nationals going to even this thing up in Chicago.
I'm gonna check it. I think Nationals are going to find a little momentum here. I think they're going to catch Cubs flat-footed and take it to even.
No, I'm going to wreck this. I mean, it's just like what we've always seen from the Nats. Their starting pitching is killing it right now. But I just have no faith in that bullpen. Once they come in, I think Chicago puts runs on the board. They advance on.
Yeah, that's going to be a big, big check for me. Cubs, like I said, all week whenever we've been talking about the Cubs and Nationals, Cubs more experienced with their postseason pitchers. Nationals, one of the greatest starting staffs in a long time, just don't have the bullpen to get it done. Great offense, too, and they got some experienced guys, but they got a very young team. I still don't think they're there yet, and I think the Cubs, with their postseason experience, guys like John Lester, Lackey, also Addison Russell, what he's done. You look at taking out Kyle Schwarber, Steven Strasburg made the start, so you got guys like Jason Hayward in there tonight. Very experienced crew. Cubs take it, move on to the next round. That was Check It or Wreck It. Brought to you by Law Offices of Ogle, Elrod, and Borrelli, Tennessee's premier personal injury law firm. Call today. Schedule a free consultation, 865-546-1111. They'll come to you. Or go online to wreckintoacheck.com. Auto accidents, motorcycle accidents, trucking, social security disability, slip and fall. Whether you're at home or worse in the hospital, Ogle, Elrod, and Borrelli will take care of you. If you need help getting those disability benefits, and as always, we've been keep trying to hammer home, call them up. We've had a lot of you reach out to us. Call them up, the Equifax credit report breach. See if you're on that list. Let them take care of you. They'll take your number. Take the last four of your social. They'll take your name, and they will take care of you. Take care of you today. Visit wreckintoacheck.com. All right. A lot of you texts coming in on the text box. Tim says, when is Russell getting back? I don't know. I don't know. Like, that's one of those things you guys are going to have to, I've told you, reach out to Russell at Russell_Smith. Ask him. You're going to find out quicker than I am. I haven't talked to Russell much besides, like I said last week, when he told me I'm going to need you to take care of the show for a couple of days. I'm not sure if there's been any punishments handed down from the Godfather.
Trust the process.
I'm not sure if there's any – in disputes. I know Russell was. He's very adamant about his frustrations when it comes to head football coach Butch Jones. I've seen a lot of you. You guys are doing your work. You're going over there. You're letting Russell know, hey, where you at? Grassroots movement started. Where are you at? Where's our fearless leader? Also, Slick Mo on Twitter says, some media members are caving from the pressure and head out the back at night for a little R&R. Ooh. That's what Russell did. He had to recharge the batteries.
And Russell's a big soccer guy, right? Like, this can't help our chances of getting him back in here anytime soon, right? I feel like this U.S. men's national team loss could have potentially pushed him even further down.
It's got nothing to do with the men's national team. It's all about Vol football.
I think it's all Vols.
It's been tough, man. It's tough. We know it's tough doing the show. Our calls have dropped. The discussion has dropped. Everybody's very apathetic right now. I'm uninterested, but here I am for you, keeping the show going, keeping everything alive, staying on the good foot. Somebody has to do it. We got to pay bills around here.
Staying alive.
Got to keep our wonderful, wonderful advertisers happy, our sponsors. But, yeah, Russell, I know that Big Orange Gun on Twitter said, did UT take you off the air for promoting they fired Butch? Something you got to ask. You got to ask, Russell. You guys are doing a good job. We got his back here at Fox Sports Knoxville. Hopefully everything is resolved soon. And you will see, or excuse me, you won't see, you will hear Russell W. Smith back on these airwaves very soon. Until then, Jared Garantano, your quarterback, heading into Saturday's game. Is he going to look better, look the same, or look worse? Let's go ahead and update our Twitter polls before our last break. Asking you the question, what's a bigger disappointment to you? The United States men's national team not qualifying for the World Cup or this disappointing Tennessee Vols season? And with about half of precincts reporting right now, 82% say the Vols season, bigger disappointment. You guys aren't acting too patriotic today. Also, our smoking hot question of the day. With JG starting, JG meaning Jarrett Garantano, like a guarantee, will the offense, we gave you two options, look better or look the same? And with about half of precincts reporting, 54% say, it's actually getting a little bit closer, people, look the same. 18% of you say the offense will look worse, and 28% say look better. I think Butch Jones is hoping it looks better. He's hoping for his final stand, that he pulls this rabbit out of the hat, his last card, his last trump card, to show you that, hey, there's some promise over that horizon. There's some light at the end of that tunnel.
Does he have anything left? Like, does he have any more of these cards to throw out there for the fans, or do you think that this is probably it? Like, there's nothing more that, you know, he could do to try to win us over last minute or whatever it may be.
Last move. This is last move.
I agree.
This is the last thing to do. 865-546-8200 is the number if you want to weigh in on these topics with us. 865-546-8200. We're going to take a quick timeout. Darren, you're first up. Stay right there with us. You are first up, Darren. When we continue, we'll hear from Darren. You got a chance to get your thoughts in. Last call. You're listening to The Drive right here on Fox Sports Knoxville. Welcome back to The Drive right here on Fox Sports Knoxville. Before we get right back to the busy, busy phone lines, you got a couple minutes to get your calls in right now. A couple lines open, 865-546-8200 if you got anything you want to talk about. Anything to weigh in on before we get off the air. But before that, let me tell you about the Phone Exchange. Phone Exchange, easiest place in Knoxville to buy, sell, or trade pre-owned phones. The top of Bearden Hill, the Phone Exchange will offer you top dollar for phones in a comfortable, no-pressure setting. Also, they would love to buy your phones in bulk from your businesses, your organizations. Everybody's got a lot of old phones laying around. I'm sure Rick has some laying around. I'm sure Nathan has some laying around. They've been in business for over 5 years on Kingston Pike and pride themselves on the reputation of having a very straightforward process for buying and selling phones. Encourage you today, head on over to the Phone Exchange atop Bearden Hill and tell them that The Drive sent you. All right, right back to the busy, busy phone lines. We got a couple more. Minutes for you to get a phone call, and I was trying to get Rick to tell me who the other caller was on the line. Oh, let's go to Darren. Darren, you're on The Drive right here on Fox Sports Knoxville.
Hey guys, what's going on?
How you doing today, Darren?
Doing good. I just want to say we need Russell back. I mean, no offense to you guys, Russell's the glue that holds the show together.
Hey, let him know. Visit him at Russell_Smith on Twitter. Reach out to him. Let him know, hey, trust me, we need him back, Darren. A lot more work that I have to do, a lot more hours that you have to listen to me instead of Russell.
Yeah, and also, got to say, all these people calling for us not to go to the games. I'm going to the game this weekend.
Say it loud, say it proud.
As a social event.
As a social event, huh? So he's going to go back. Go ahead.
Going to tailgate, going to get lit up and go to the game. And at that point, I don't care what happens after.
Appreciate the call, Darren. Appreciate the call. Darren said, hey, he's not going to burn his tickets. He ain't throwing them away. He's going to go over there. He's going to be seen. That's the problem with a lot of those boosters over there. That's the problem that's tainted Tennessee football. Darren, social event. It's not about the football anymore. It's about being seen down there. Those new renovations to get you closer to the field. Let's be seen in the box, Darren. Sorry, Darren, that may not be you, but that's what it's about now. When did it stop just being about the football? I'd rather Darren said to me, I'm going over there to support the guys. I'm going to watch some football. I could care less who's coaching, but damn, don't tell me you're going over there to be seen. Let's take another phone call, 865-546-8200. Talk to Chris. You're on The Drive. Chris, how you doing?
Doing well. Hey, just want to say this before I make my comment. I think we've got good talent on the team. It's pretty obvious that the coaches haven't really developed these guys. But if Garantano shows a glimmer Saturday or any of the following Saturdays, I personally think that that's more evidence to go ahead and move on and start the coaching search. Put somebody in there who's going to develop these guys and get the most out of them because I think we do have talent over there on campus.
I'm with you, Chris, and that's kind of something me and Nathan were trying to echo earlier when we were talking about this. What does it do for the offense? What does it do for the team? What does it do for Butch Jones? A couple different ways you look at it, just like what you said. Jared Garantano goes out there, and he balls out in a full 60 minutes, in a full game, when he's able to lead the team the entire game. You're absolutely right. You're looking at Butch Jones like, what the hell have you been doing, idiot? This is the same problem. Players not being developed. Players getting drafted. Alvin Kamara, he just took a Hall of Famer's job in Adrian Peterson. Look what he's doing now. He's a starting running back for the Saints. Yeah, it's more of an indictment on Butch Jones, but at the same time, it's kind of Butch Jones' last stand, keeping that last trump card, hoping that you might want to keep him around a little bit longer. But I'm with you. It's more of an indictment if he goes over there and he does the things that we expect him to do in the offense that's catered to a quarterback like Jared Garantano is.
Yeah, even if he only has a few good plays, I still think that that's worth exploring. I mean, let's get a guy in here like a Chip Kelly who knows how to use somebody like him.
Absolutely. You're absolutely right. Chip Kelly, John Gruden, somebody like that. Thanks for the call, Chris. Really appreciate it. 865-546-8200 if you want to get your thoughts heard. 865-546-8200. Darren said, I need Russell back. You guys are doing an okay job, but I need Russell back. We need our leader. Well, hey, Russell's the one who left. I'm your leader right now.
Hey, you put him on blast.
Big Chance right here.
Chance is the captain now.
I am the captain now, as they said, and Captain, what was it, Captain Phillips?
Phillips.
Yeah, Russell, you go over to his Twitter. Make sure you let him know that he left you hanging, and your good old boy Chance, just like Mr. Faithful, always on time, right here waiting for you. You're going to take another call. Probably going to be our last call of the program, 865-546-8200, and talk to Haji. Haji, how you doing?
Chance, you're doing an outstanding job holding down the fort. Don't take any crap off anybody. All right, bud?
Thank you, sir. I really appreciate that, Haji. How you been doing?
Man, doing good. I got a list of coaches, but I don't think I'm going to have time to get to them today. But the good thing about Butch sticking around is that he's going to get a couple more losses that he's going to have to figure out how to spin them into his overall record at the University of Tennessee. That'll be the funny part.
Oh, man, you're right about that. How will they cherry-pick his record? And somehow he'll find a way to cherry-pick his record and highlight something positive for his next employer.
Right, yeah, and that's why he should step away, because he knows he's getting ready to take about three in a row, and he probably ought to quit while he can, while he's ahead, so to speak, if he is ahead anyway. But did you see that Monday night two-point play by the Bears?
Oh, was that?
Yeah,
that was one of the more complex / fascinating, exciting plays I've ever seen.
Yeah.
What'd you think about it?
I watched it 10 times, and I still have trouble figuring out how they did it.
All right, yeah, I want to ask you. You say that you watched it 10 times, because I watched it a couple times. I wanted them to show it more on the broadcast, but they chose not to. So Trubisky gets the ball, and then the receiver's going to the left, or how did that happen? Break it down for me.
I think it was the guy in motion. He might have tossed it to.
And then the guy.
He handed it off to the lineman or the fullback or whatever's coming back the other way. And then he pitched it to Trubisky.
Yeah, it was
Trubisky ran it. It was amazing. And all I could think of was, I don't even know if Butch has a 2-point play of any kind.
Here's what happened. I'm watching the play right now.
It's a field goal.
So Trubisky got the snap, gave it to the running back to go into the left, who gave it to the tight end, who was going
to the right,
who then pitched it back to Trubisky.
A shovel pass back to Trubisky.
I mean, it was a handoff that turned into a pitch that turned into a speed option to the right side, ended up back with the quarterback in the end zone.
Yeah, I'll be honest. Crazy. Thanks for the call, Haji, man. We're running out of time. Appreciate you, man. Yeah, it was one of those plays that when I see the play happening, you know, it happened so fast, you have to go back and watch it. Like Haji said, he had to go back 10 times to watch it. Rick just broke it down for us. It was hard to follow, obviously, but it was a play when I saw it, I was like, that doesn't look like a play that would come from John Fox. That looks like a play that comes from a Chip Kelly or also an Andy Reid.
Yeah.
That looks like something that came out of the Andy Reid playbook of tricks. I don't know. We'll see what we know tomorrow. Tomorrow we're going to have a stop by from David Cloninger of the State in Columbia. We'll talk about the Gamecocks, preview them. Hopefully Bear will be back tomorrow. I still don't know about Russell. Go hit him up, Russell_Smith on Twitter. Major thanks to Nathan Odom for sitting in today with me. Also, for Rick and his time on the board taking your calls. For Rick, for Nate, I'm Chance Collins. We'll do it right again tomorrow, right here on The Drive.